2 Corinthians chapter 3. Are we again needing to show our credentials? Or do we need, as some others do, letters of recommendation to you or from you? You are our letter, written on your hearts, being understood and read by all men. It is evident that you are a letter of the Anointed One, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets that are hearts of flesh. We have this confidence through the Anointed One before God, not that we are competent in and of ourselves to say that anything came from ourselves, but our competence is from God, who also made us qualified dispensers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter of the Scripture kills, but the Spirit imparts the life of God. But if the ministry of condemnation, which was written by engraving on stones, came with glory, so that the children of Israel could not look at Moses' face without turning away, because of the glory of his face, which was fading, how much more glorious will the ministry of the Spirit be? For although the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness greatly exceeds it in glory. For truly that which had been made glorious is not so glorious in this respect, because of the glory which far surpasses it. For if that which is being discarded had glory, that which remains is much more glorious. Having therefore such a hope, we are very bold. This is not like Moses, who put a veil on his face, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at something which in the end is being discarded. But their minds were hardened, for until this present day, at the reading of the Old Covenant, the same veil remains, since it is not being revealed to them that the Old Covenant is discarded in the Anointed One. But to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their hearts. But whenever a heart turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with our faces unveiled, through seeing and then reflecting the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into that same image from glory to glory. This work is being done by the Lord and the Spirit. This is the end of 2 Corinthians chapter 3. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.